$15 is my game, 15 is my draw. Randall Collins says my name down in Arkansas. Rolling dice in the railroad yard won't get you too much, Jack. Working on that section game surely bust your back. $15 is my game, 15 is my draw. Randall Collins is my name down in Arkansas. Hiding out by the water tank, where the shade is cool. Watching that strobo's haunting me, ain't nobody's fool. $15 is my game, 15 is my draw. Randall Collins says my name down in Arkansas. I ever saw. I ride it down to Fairbanks down in Arkansas. $15 is my game, 15 is my draw. Randall Collins is my name down in Arkansas. Collins says my name down in
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Sunset Road here on WTJU Charlottesville. You are you just listened to Beppe Gambetta.
Ciao.
And Beppe Gambetta is live in the studio. He's here yet again for another concert at the Prism Coffee House this evening. And welcome back to Charlottesville.
Fantastic to be here in this beautiful warm day. Yeah.
I guess you came from cold.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Cold New Jersey. Yes. And but yeah, we have a home in New Jersey since 9 years, and the climate has changed a little bit in all of these periods, getting colder. But you know, today we have this great news that all over the world. In Italy, we had half million of kids all in the street together with Greta. So new generation, they try to fix it a little bit, and so
more power to them.
Is a good day.
Yes. Well, you came from New Jersey yesterday, and you're going back up north tomorrow, right?
Yes. We have a gig up north tomorrow. It's part of our life. We don't mind, to travel. And in the beginning, it started as a necessity when I was young that I started to travel. And slowly it became a syndrome that is called dromomania, actually. Is it the syndrome of the gypsy, of the musician that is able to be himself only if he continuously travels and meet new friends and is continuously in contact with different cultures and different people. And so it's really part of how we feel and how we are. So we don't mind.
And your travels take you both sides of the Atlantic. You have a home in Genoa too, in Italy.
Yes, actually, I was born in Genoa. Yes, I actually in the course of my career, I was able to perform in Australia, in every state of Europe, in South America, and Mexico, United States, and Canada. I actually performed at least one concert in every state of the United States. So I'm totally musically American. That's fantastic. You know?
All right. Yeah. Well, we consider ourselves really lucky to get you to come back to Charlottesville over and over again.
Absolutely.
I don't know how many times you've been here, but I certainly remember going back to your early days playing with the Prism Coffee House. I remember that show you did with Freda Epstein. Do you remember
yes,
that one?
The show with Freda, it was fantastic. The show with Daryl Scott was amazing.
Yeah.
There are so many beautiful memories that are related to Charlottesville. So I'm so happy that this friendship continues in the years, and I'm happy to continue to be active and invent new some new music to propose and to have some new stories to tell.
Yeah. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to Beppe Gambetta live in the studio here. He's playing this evening for the Prism Coffee House at Seville Coffee. The show starts at 7:00. You can find out more about that show by going to the Prism website, prismcoffeehouse.org. And doors open officially at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And how about another tune?
Yes, since I'm a citizen of the world, I was starting with this Norman Blake song about this bad guy, Randall Collins. And maybe now I'm singing Italian. I'm fascinated by the work of an old songwriter who died 20 years ago, and his name was Fabrizio De André. And he was the main songwriter in Italy in a period when, everyone in Italy in the 60s, all the songwriters, they spoke about vacations, mama, and love, basically that they were. And he really started to talk about the people that were excluded, a lot of important sentiments and peace. So he was the real Italian songwriter. So if someone likes to look into some foreign songwriting, this man is the man to remember, Fabrizio De André. And I have a song that is about forgiving, that is a difficult sentiment to feel. And he wrote in the 70s this song. It's called Il Pescatore. Pescatore is a story of a fisherman who wake up and there is a criminal that is passing through that ask him to something to eat and to drink, and he forgives him and gives him some bread and some wine. Assopito un pescatore e aveva un solco lungo il viso come una specie di sorriso. Venne alla spiaggia un assassino, due occhi grandi da bambino, due occhi enormi di paura, erano gli specchi di un'avventura. E chiese al vecchio: dammi il pane, ho poco tempo e troppa fame. Chiese al vecchio: dammi il vino, o se te sono un assassino. Gli occhi dischiuse il vecchio il giorno, non si guardò neppure intorno, ma verso il vino e spezzò il pane per chi diceva: ho sete o fame. Calore di un momento, poi via di nuovo verso il vento, davanti agli occhi ancora il sole, dietro alle spalle un pescatore, dietro alle spalle un pescatore, e la memoria è già dolore, è già il rimpianto di un aprile, gioca tu all'ombra di un cortile. Vennero in sella due gendarmi, vennero in sella con le armi, chiesero al vecchio se lì vicino fosse passato un assassino. Ma all'ombra dell'ultimo sole s'era assopito un pescatore e aveva un solco lungo il viso come una specie di sorriso. Aveva un solco lungo il viso come una specie di sorriso.
Pescatore.
Il pescatore. Bravo.
By Beppe Gambetta.
Beppe Gambetta. Yeah, you need to move a little bit the hands when you say my name.
Beppe Gambetta is playing this evening at Seville Coffee, courtesy of the Prison Coffee House. Show starts at 7 o'clock. Now that song was on your latest CD, Short Stories?
Yes, actually I'm working at a new album, but still this short story is the latest CD that came. And yeah, it gave me some satisfaction in this little world of the independent music, this folk DJ chart is something that is a relevant thing, and I think it made the third place. I was third, so and I got a lot of beautiful responses from this music, and so it has sense to continue to compose, to continue to go around. Sometimes I ask to myself, who knows, in modern time everything is changed, but it seems that the communication of the artist that tells stories and brings himself still is something relevant for people, and people continues to come even more than before. So yeah. we are really happy, and I am delighted that I am always traveling with my wife Federica. We are a rock together. together. Yes. Sometimes she tells me, yes, sometimes I feel like a truck driver. You know, I do the life of the truck driver because we never stop. We always, you know, move and prepare bags and stuff. But
who does most of the driving?
I do the driving, but she is doing the backseat driving. That is also important. So
you said you're working on a new CD. Do you have a theme for it?
The problem is that I have 8 themes, and I don't know where to go. So because you start with ideas, you have this big paper. I saw once a documentary about this famous comic from New York. I have an amnesia. Anyway, he is doing when he's doing a movie, he is preparing a lot of little papers all over the room with all of his idea. Mm-hmm. Woody Allen, actually. Now it came, you know, I'm a little old. and it is really great. I saw, and it's more or less what I do. I have papers with ideas everywhere. And when a new album comes, I put together all of these papers and I try to make sense with some. And so the is interesting. I have an idea of all an album of all compositions, an album of all flat picking tunes that come not from the Appalachian tradition, but they come from completely different folk. And I have I never visited also all the old traditional Italian folk players. So also this trip, you know, is tempting me. And so too many ideas. Now we will have to choose just one that works.
you have recorded with Italian musicians, though, haven't you? Carlo Ionzo?
Yes, many different Italian musicians. Also some famous songwriters, Francesco Guccini and some early music singers. Mm-hmm. I never really did a trip to meet, because Italy has this big treasure that are the regions. Every region has its own language that is really a language. If I go, I don't know, to Milan, and they are speaking the dialect of Milan in a bar, I just get, as a Genovese, I can get the 20% of what they say.
Wow. You know?
And the same going Tuscany or to Venice or to the south. So, and the same thing happens not only with the language and, of course, the food, but also with the traditions. Every region has its own music tradition, its own old players. And there is a tradition of the Alpine violin. There are traditional of the southern bagpipes in different forms. In Sardinia, they have their own guitar that is bigger than the normal. It has a special tuning. So everywhere they have a special instrument and melodies. And I was capturing something in my music, but I never did a whole trip with putting together all of this. So this could be
another theme.
Another theme, another endeavor to put together. So I will see.
And of course, not only Italy, but you travel all over Europe now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So,
also, you know, in Europe there are so many. If you would do this through Europe, you would be lost in so many different traditions and in also special instruments. You know, if you think about the sitar in Austria and the Portuguese guitar and the Hardanger violin in Sweden. And
yeah.
So it's really amazing. So, you know, I hope to have enough time to explore everything. I anyway enjoy to do partially some touring of north of of Europe because there is a big appreciation for the American traditions that I sort of represent. And we next year actually we are gonna tour with Dan Crary. That's really an interesting project. You know, Dan Crary is the great father of the American flat picking guitar, together with Doc Watson, Norman Blake, and Tony Rice. Dan Crary is the other great inventor, originator of the style, and he is the latest of this artist who continues to be on the road. So he still performs, and he's 79, and we thought, you know, now next year he will turn 80, and we collaborated for 30 years. We were on the road I remember we drove all over Europe with him in the car. I remember at that time we were still smoking and telling stories for one whole month. I remember that we finished the tour and I was cleaning the the window of the car after the tour with Dan Crary. It was all brown. After a few years we both quit to smoke, and so we became, you know, good boys, and we have to celebrate this long piece of life together. We have a tour of Central Europe, Germany and Switzerland and Belgium with Dan Crary, and few birthday celebration because he is turning 80. So it's gonna be fun, you know. When music is played for so long time, it's really nice to celebrate it also.
Yeah. Sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful.
So, but, you know, I have so many stories to tell that we forget to play.
Yes, how about another tune? If you just tuned in, you're listening to Beppe Gambetta here on WTJU. He's playing tonight at Seville Coffee at 7 o'clock. And you can find out more about that show by going to the Prism website, prismcoffeehouse.org.
Virginia, you know, this is East Virginia, but it's close. I was born in East Virginia, North Carolina, how did it go? There I met with a fair young maiden, the man they did not know. And they did not know. Oh, her hair was dark and curly, and her cheeks were rosy red. On her breast she wore white lilies, where I long lay my head, where I long to lay my head. Deep and I can wait it, and I have no wings to fly. I just get me a blue-eyed boatman for to row me over the tide, for to row me over the tide. I go back to East Virginia, North Carolina, and my home. I go back to East Virginia, leave those North Carolinians alone.
snowboard cuddling in slow.
Wonderful stuff there from Bepi Gambetta. And he's playing tonight at Seville Coffee, 7 o'clock. I think we have time for one more.
Yes.
Can we squeeze another one in and then let you go over, do your sound check?
Listen, see, I think maybe I'm going to sing in the dialect of Genoa. I have a song that is an erotic song. I discovered that in the repertoire of Doc Watson, Norman Blake, Tony Rice, there are no erotic songs. So I thought, if I sing an erotic song, I will be the first erotic flat picker. You know? And I don't know if this is really an important thing, but is a good way to at least to introduce the song. And I found in the work of Fabrizio De André, this erotic song is a description of an erotic beauty. It's quite erotic. There are metaphors and some erotic things. So, but I'm quite safe because no one understands them. So you can just guess whatever you like. You know? But the name of this girl is Jaming.
And just before you start, I want to thank you for coming into WTJU and come on out and see Bepi Gambetta tonight at 7 o'clock at Seville Coffee.
Yes, see you tonight is a great pleasure. I hope also some Italians, because I know that there are few Italians also in Charlottesville, so it could be great to see them. Lingua en feu, car jamais lueur de pelle scure. Qua bocca spalanca, moche de carne dure. Stella negra caluge, me veggio de moi. Nell'umido douce de la mer de Tervea. De moça papinha é o muro indocio dessa de queixa do vegue pegue a moça urtana de bagagem pra que te alinja a mim navega de espuma prima que qualquer mudaquinha não me se deixo entelunda
gingham e de sabe. Tenho peixe urtivico, tal grupo de gamba. Estiu jamim, gingham e de sabe. Tenho peixe urtivico. Tenho peixe urtivo, dal grupo de te canto.